Before we will start, let's welcome our international audience. We bless them, we're always with them, and they're with us, and we also invite them to spend their time in the service with us. The message is called Spiritual DNA. I'll say this. A lot of people probably didn't hear this terminology, and if they did hear it, then maybe I don't know where, but I'll say this. When God started leading me into this moment as far as spiritual DNA, first I was a little bit shaken. I knew about physical DNA. You all understand me, correct? Physical DNA. Your structure of your body, your cells, the DNA that carries information. So, same as like in the physical DNA, right? And wrong information is passed through, like health as well as disease and good and bad. Same process happens in the spiritual DNA. You have to understand. Physical DNA, it acts for a certain amount of time while your body is still on this earth, while you're alive. You understand me? You might have curses upon you, or you could be, on the other hand, some sort of, strong person in different areas. It's all in your DNA. DNA carries this information. But when our physical life is over and the spiritual life starts. The spiritual was with us always, but sometimes the physical does not allow the spiritual to move. And today I want to share with you, for me this is a very serious aspect of human life and understanding of who you are. It's a spiritual DNA. I will reveal to you what happened in the time of the fall of a man. Why is it that in the human, how did humans got where we got before Christ's redemption, before his blood, that we were that race that was below the demons? Because Adam gave his position away. Adam with Eve, they gave their everything that they could possibly give to the devil. Unto the spirit realm. Everything was captured, and the whole of creation was groaning and mourning for the Savior to come, that would come and take the sin of this world upon himself and return to us the status of a higher race, higher ranking. Today we'll go somewhere. So, spiritual DNA is way more important than physical. Listen to me. I will explain to you. Some of you think that, where is it in the Bible? Don't worry. I always speak what is in the Bible. So, spiritual DNA is way more important than physical because it dictates the way of our life. Not just your health, but things that you're used to, things that you like. But spiritual DNA dictates the way of destiny for people. This is why being born from above is so important, because you are returning into the DNA of the Father. You understand me? You are returning back into the lineage. You have been reborn, you have been redeemed, you have been taken back. What has been stolen is returned to you. What has been stolen out of you during the time of the fall of man, when that happened. Listen, God did not simply say to Abraham just to come out of the Ur, the city of Ur. This is the place where Abraham couldn't be in his calling and who God made him to be. You know that all of this world, listen to me very carefully, the DNA of this DNA is not just about you. You know that our cities, they carry DNA on them. I give you a warning. I will shake some of your foundations and beliefs, and you will not get to say, praise the Lord, because maybe you don't need to dive into this at the moment where we're going to go. This is needed for some people, and they will hear this with their spirit, not with their mind, beloved. We departed from those that try to comprehend this with their mind. You have to understand and comprehend this and receive it with your spirit. You'll say, from where? You know that Jesus not once spoken to cities. Somebody understand me? Who in their right mind will speak to a city? Capernaum.
No.
Jesus was speaking to the DNA, the city or the country that was carrying that DNA. You know that some countries are full of spirits like alcoholism and murder because the DNA is in that country, in that city. You'll say the spirit realm, but why is it not in the other places? You know that a spiritual realm is a very unique thing. A spiritual realm is a life substance that changes, is reborn, and in the city city. You can change the atmosphere. I call it the DNA of the city is being changed, and now this is the fountain of glory. Listen to me very carefully today. God told Abraham to leave that city. Why? Because he would not be able to be in that DNA, in that city of Ur, Chaldea. He had a calling where he had to depart from that place. A lot of people, God would take him away. He'd lead them out. That's not what it is. It's not the main thing. I'm just laying a foundation here, because what I'm going to share with you will be a little bit different from what I'm saying right now. Listen. This is why it's vitally important to be in the spiritually healthy atmosphere. Either you want to hear it or not, your defeat or victory depends upon where and who you're spending your time with. Where you are and who you are with. Later on, I will explain these things. Listen to me very carefully. Right now, I'm laying the foundation. This is why different countries, different spiritual problems dominate over those regions. The spiritual DNA of the country, every country has their own. DNA of communism. Are you familiar with that DNA? Beloved, they don't have pioneers anymore and the communism in Russia, but that spirit is still there in that land. Because by taking off all these signs that made you a communist, you didn't change the DNA. Somebody has to bring rebirth, bring a different element into that country. You cannot take it away. You could just replace it. You can't just take out a DNA. You have to take it out and replace it with something else. By itself, it cannot be brought into order. Every country, there are different DNAs. DNA of hunger. Are you familiar with Africa? Like the lower part of Africa. You know that the DNA is slavery, poverty, death and disease, and infirmity. That's the DNA of that land. You'll come here, completely healthy person, and in a short amount of time, you'll start to be a carrier of those same things. I'm not talking about physical things. I'm speaking about spiritual things. You'll say, what is this? That's the atmosphere. This is DNA. Someone was working there. And now, the following generations that are born, that are born healthy in the process, they are perverted spiritually. Do you know there are serious defeat of and just lordship of Satanism, occult practices and witchcraft in those countries, Africa. God does not choose one over the other, but what does it say? That there's different powers control different atmospheres. Why is it certain spirits dominate over one country and of the other it doesn't? If the devil could, he'd do the same thing all over. But there is something somewhere that prevents him from places rulership over our land. But with other places, it's completely open. He does whatever he wants. This is a very serious moment here. Listen. For instance, America is the country. Do you remember when it was born, they were writing the Constitution? Do you know that from the very beginning, it was a Christian country. It was a free land. People were made it this way, to depart from slavery, from problems, from war, and from persecution. Constitution was written upon the blood and upon the Bible. Read it. Those of you that went through citizenship process, you know what I'm saying. It is written solely upon the Bible. Now they're trying to hide it, but in the beginning, the roots of this country was built on God. Until this day, dollar itself still reflects in God we trust. Even on the money and currency, they cannot take it out because the DNA. You know how many times they've battled to remove God? This name to be taken out. I've read about it. It's just the battles over it and debates. You know that the devil cannot pervert the DNA of the country right away. But at this moment, you know what is America at the moment? Before, America was the one that sent thousands of missionaries all over the world. It was spreading tons of Bibles and Christian literature. There's probably not a single country that does not have a Bible that was printed in America. It'll be there. We'll find. We'll always find American literature in every country. They sent it everywhere. Even in some interesting islands, they went there and they brought the Lord there. Listen. But Satan, little by little, would mix and pervert the structure of this country. At this moment, the country of America, it is one of the biggest sources of porno production, satanic music, and horror movies. And I just started this list. I can go on and on and on. I just touched the main important things here as far as America. Before, nobody even thought of that. What is that? This is that someone is working hard by mixing and perverting and mixing and mingling, making the country darker and darker. DNA of the country, it is changing. The atmosphere is changing. And that is why when people are born, they're born into a completely different atmosphere.
Вы знаете, дьявол это может делать только там, где низшая раса духа, это людей, нерожденных свыше.
The race, the race of the spiritual beings is from the people that are not born from above. That's how he can control it. The more the people that live in, the people that are reborn from above, then he cannot do what he wants.
Потому что он низший.
Because he is lower than you, and the ratio of the sons of God is higher in the land. So listen, I will tell you some things today. Jesus himself talked to me more than once to the DNA of countries. Matthew 11. Then he began to censure and reapproach the cities in which most of his mighty works have been performed, because they did not repent and they were not changed. Listen, Jesus is speaking to people here and to cities. 21. Woe to you, he says, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethsaida. For it is mightily works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon. They would long ago have repented on sackcloth and ashes, and their hearts would have been changed.
И обратились в рубище, посыпав головы свои пеплом. Смотрите, он
Look,
говорит,
he tells
он принес
them,
одно и то
he
же откровение.
Revelation, he says, if the same revelation was brought into
сюда,
another land over here, everything would be completely different.
Почему?
Why?
Что-то не дает.
Something is not letting it go. Something is not. Something in the atmosphere is perverted. Jesus cannot. God cannot do it. How? God? Yes, God. God needs you and me. God needs the bride. He needs the church that will do her job. And God will do his part. 22. And you, Capernaum, oh, I'm sorry, I tell you further, it shall be more endurable for Tyre and Sidon on the days of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, are you to be lifted up to heaven? You shall be brought down to Hades, the region of the dead. For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have been continued until today. But I tell you, it shall be more endurable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. And at this time Jesus began to say, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Listen, this is very unique. And I acknowledged openly and joyfully to you your honor that you have hidden these things from the wise and clever and learned and revealed them to babies, to the childish, untaught and unskilled. Not to babies, just like physical babies, no, but the ones that have purities and the simplicity of heart. Simple heart to receive. Untaught. So, let's go deeper. Build a little bit of a foundation. You understand the DNA of countries and lands and your DNA. Let's move on. How do you impart or receive, or how is it done, the unclean DNA? There are two sources of information only. You understand what is a source of information? You know that we are fed only by two sources of information. There are no other things. There are no other things. Everything goes back into one source, and that is a source of light, and the second source of information is a source of darkness. We know that everything that happens, you might even call it yours. It cannot be yours because, to begin with, there are two sources, and your source can be usually attached either to the demonic realm and to the godly realm. And you'll say, oh, it's so soul-like. And you know what? Bible calls things that are soulful. based on the soul, fleshy, as demonic. Two sources of information, source of light. We are made up of information. Stop. Listen to me very carefully right now. I'm speaking very many things. You are made up of information. You are information. Information is you. There is a lot of information that's collected in you, in me. I have other information. Only the heart can discern what I allow to enter into me. You know that when God wanted to have a bride, He created spirits. He breathed them, gave them life. He cannot create a bride that will love Him. He can only take a heart and place it into some sort of conflict of two sides, of darkness and light, plus and minus, good and evil. And in this conflict, He sees where this heart is going. Is it pulling towards darkness or towards the light? You understand me? So, two sources. You're made up of information. You'll say, how is it I'm made up of information? You're made up only from information. Right now, can you imagine? I'm taking out all information out of you. Have you seen people that come into serious accidents and they lose everything? You know that when they come to this person, they find only just an image of that person. Everything and everyone, everything that he was, he no longer is. He does not remember names. He cannot eat. He cannot walk. He cannot speak. I've seen this documentary where they were showing these hard traumas, accidents where people would lose so much that he'd lose everything. And then God told me, look, son, this is information. If I would take information away, you are nobody. You're no one. You're just a piece of meat that does not know anything, cannot even walk. So, let's move on. This is what the foundation I want to lay, because everything else will be based upon it. Your information. Information is you. The more information you have, the more you grow and understand and comprehend, and you choose. Listen. Are you receiving something for yourself? Look. Even the time of temptation, Jesus said, not by only bread alone that the man shall live, but every word that comes out from the mouth of the Lord. Do you understand what that is? I'm kind of, you know, giving you hints here. Your information. In other words, Jesus is saying, in the desert, in the time of temptation, Satan, not by bread alone, I live the source of information that comes out from God. Not by bread alone. Somebody understand me here? Do you understand? Are you getting it? Little by little, I'm taking baby steps so your brain will not explode, because serious things are going to be said. And I'm saying just little. You already received something for yourself. Listen to me very carefully. Amen? Give God glory. Somebody really wants to do it. Yes, Jesus is alive. He has been risen. Amen? I love it. So let's move on. Two sources of information, the darkness and light. We're made up of information. We are made up of information. Can you imagine how careful must you be with information? Jesus is saying, Satan tells him, do make bread. He said, you don't get it. I live through information of heaven. If right now I will listen to you, my spiritual DNA will attain a different character. Oh, we're going somewhere. Listen to me very carefully. So, any sort of information that comes out of the mouth of the Lord, everything started in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve tried from the fruit of a different source of information. You understand me? Listen to me very carefully. Some say, they say it was the fruit, it was good and evil. This is why God lost. This is why disobedience is equal to witchcraft. Because when you are disobedient, you listen to something else. And when you listen to something else, you've absorbed that information, and that information became part of you, and now you start feeding off of it, of that. bad information. You understand me, right? The knowledge of good and evil. They didn't take that fruit. I'll say this. They ate from the source of that information. All of them, they became children of a different source. Bible clearly tells us you are the children of Satan, the devil. That's what it says in the Bible. You feel yourself good? How are you feeling? I'm like a chef in the kitchen. I put all the ingredients together. This is my calling. Look. Everything started from the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve tried the fruit of a different source of information, and their spiritual DNA was changed forever. Spiritual DNA, look, when you take something into yourself, absorb some sort of information, do you know that these things often that you take into yourself, they become part of your DNA, all vitamins, they enter into the level of DNA. You didn't get it. Somebody understood me? You're feeding yourself. You may get into a radioactive atmosphere, you know that your DNA will get perverted. Get messed up. Spiritual. Not spiritual, I mean physical. We're talking about physical body here. By feeding yourself wrong food, by not taking care of yourself, your DNA will get corrupted. And then your child might have the same issue. How does that happen? Because you information is food for your DNA. Spiritual DNA. You understand me?
Why is that?
They have not sinned yet. They just tried that fruit. Nothing. Different source of information came, and they started feeding off, not from God, but on the inside they told them, get dressed, you're naked, you understand me? You understand why we stopped being children of God? We departed from Him. Because at that time, a different source of information was turned on, and you were fed every day of your life by not being born from above in this, you know, fleshy form, straight from hell. In other words, we disconnect that cable, like the hose, and we change the faucet, and now we are fed through hell by the spirit of this age, the demonic age. We've talked about disconnection. Now we have to disconnect from another aspect of it. Look. Everything started with the Garden of Eden. The spiritual DNA changed forever. This is why, listen to me very carefully. In the Bible, disobedience is the same thing as witchcraft. It's being connected to a completely different source of information. When God tells you to do something, you know what Jesus said? I do not do anything that I do not see the Father do. He says, I cannot. I can't go to a different source. He is my only source. You understand how important is the word of God? I'm not speaking about just what is written in the Bible, but being fed not just by bread alone. Every day you have to get up and say, God, my spirit will die without you. Give me bread for today. Look. This is why the devil is afraid. He fears, you know, he hates these things. He hates everything that we do. Why? Because we release such bombs of information that just release nations and generations that are set free. You'll see what's going to change. Why? Because I know what God has imparted and what He just imparted into me through Him. Give God glory. He is worthy of it all. He's always worthy. The sinful flesh, the nature of man, was born in a process of connection of the spirit of man with a completely different information. Spiritual DNA of a man took up a demonic look, and the devil became the father of it. This is why Jesus told the Pharisees, you are the children of the devil. You remember why he said it? He said, you're children of the devil because you want to fulfill what? Desires of your own father.
You understand why?
How you can separate who's the son of God here or son of the devil by information that is making you up. No, some of you did not understand what I just said. Information, I'm going back, information is you. Tell me what information you have.
Вот почему ты будешь пихать и пихать эти диски этим людям, которые ты хочешь изменить,
to people that you want them to change, but they will not be able to because you are connecting one host, but they're connected to a completely different source of information.
На, послушай, это изменило мою жизнь. Поставил.
Here, listen, this changed my life. They put it on and they get angry and they break the city. Why?
Это совершенно духовная церковь.
It's spiritual church.
Это не то, что ты думаешь, а сейчас я ему дам.
It's not what you think, oh, I'm going to give him something,
he's going to change. No. Покаяние, отсоединение
repentance
и
needs to happen. Being disconnected from the demonic realm.
Понимать,
and then that
хоть одно
person
слово
can
с этих
even comprehend and understand at least one word from those messages.
You understand me?
Some people say, why is it that you're not sitting there? Why aren't you friends with them? Because it's useless. It's a spiritual thing. If a person made that choice to be fed from that other source, this is who he is.
Ты пытаешься сорвать?
You try
ты пытаешься сорвать, например, какие-то репехи с этого куста. А я тебе говорю, что
bush,
ничего не получится, на следующий год репехи вылезут, потому что ДНК у него.
Here, it's going to give the same fruit because this is his DNA, this is what he produces. You understand
знаете,
me?
Почему Иисус говорит?
You know why Jesus said?
Дерево
the tree
познается.
Is known by what?
Знаете, откуда
by its fruit. You know where it all is coming from?
Из ДНК.
From DNA.
Stop. Stop.
I'm going, I'm taking you back into this message. We're going to get connected here.
Fruit is speaking
and showing the inner structure in DNA of the tree. So, it cannot happen this way. It cannot. You understood me? It cannot hide that fruit. It's just like bad fruit or good fruit. It cannot be either way. Good cannot bring bad food, and bad cannot bring good. It's DNA. This is what it is. Information. Polluted information, when you collect it together, and nothing but evil can come out of it. Because it's just, all that's going to happen is going to be magnified in a bigger scale. This is what comes out. Or the good fruit is not produced. The tree is known by its fruit, and fruit is known by its DNA. I saw the fruit. I saw the DNA of that tree. Look.
Итак, греховная плоть.
So sinful nature.
Натура, которая,
the nature that we have all acquired in the process. In the process when the spirit of a man got infused with completely different information, the spiritual DNA of a man got a different nature. Satan became the source and father of the information. And now, everyone, we have to understand this. There's no other way. Some people say, I do good deeds. No, you don't get it. The problem is not in the good deeds. You are from a different source. You're fed from different information. You're made up of a different information. And that does not go into the kingdom of heaven. No matter how good you are, no matter what good deeds you do, everything inside of you is cursed and is fed from a completely different source. Look. Disconnection from the spirit of this age is disconnection from the information of the spirit of this age. You understand me?
Information, look.
Listen.
Слушать ты можешь все,
you can listen to everything, but what you have to hear, really hear, is what the Holy Spirit allows you to listen, to hear. You can listen to everything, but to accept, to hear something, as soon as you open up your heart, not just to heard something, but you really heard it, this information became part of you. Have you noticed that sometimes people can be with you together 2 or 3 years? They hear something behind your back about you, not asking you. They curse you, and they will delete your phone number from their phone. You've ever gotten that? Guess what that is? That says that he was connected to another source and took in completely different information and became part of you. Just like faith doesn't need confirmation and beliefs, just like unbelief is faith in the minus. No matter what you put before the eyes of unbelief, it's not belief. But for belief, if you believe that it will happen. Because it is opposite. It's a completely different source, church. You understand me? So,
почему спрашиваю, понимаю, потому что
why do I ask if you understand? Because some of you have very intense look on your face.
Перемаривай. Я так говорю, эти темы, ты сразу не углубишься.
You will not get these messages right away. You'd have to take the CD and listen to it 5 times. Maybe you'd get it then, hopefully. I guarantee you. So, This connection from the demonic realm, from the spirit of this age, information of this
age,
when you open up your heart, listen to me very carefully. This is a secret. This is how it works. How does this work?
Have you
seen a man that you say, I've talked to him, he just does not get it. Tell me, was he listening to you? Yes. But did he really hear what you had to say? No. This is it. And that is why to hear that can be only done by the one that had the Holy Spirit touch his heart and gave him an opportunity not just listen, but to hear. Jesus said, you look at things with your own eyes and you hear with your own ears and you're not going to hear or see. Because what becomes hard as a rock? What? The heart. This is the secret. The heart. Shut off. Information does not penetrate because you are being fed up. You're feeding yourself from a different source.
Вот почему.
This is why.
Когда ты раскрываешь свое сердце, простите, той или иной информации,
when you open up your heart to
своему желанию соединяешься, слушай внимательно, совокупляешься, как только ты не слышишь, а начинаешь слушать,
as soon as you, not just listening, but you really get absorbed in whatever is being said, what happens, connection is happening.
Information plus your heart
comes together and changes you.
И потом эта информация становится частью твоей персоны.
Part of your person.
Почему ты это не слушаешь?
Why don't you watch this? Why don't you read that? Why don't you go there? Why don't you hang out with these people? This is why.
Because nothing can be mixed in
to what the Lord chose and wants to see.
Мы еще дальше чуть поговорим об этом. Смотри.
We're going to talk about this a little bit more. Look.
Вот почему при любых демонических сеансах, слушайте внимательно, экстрасенсу, колдуну, и кому бы там ни было
с той стороны,
очень важно, чтобы ты полностью доверил
Jesus. Yourself into their hands. Have you ever noticed this? Beloved, listen, I grew up on the streets outside. I know how these things were done because I watched this myself.
And I,
before even knew God, I tried to kind of be, being involved in it. We were growing up in this demonic thing. It's so important. Look, just shut your eyes. Concentrate on my voice. Somebody understand what I'm saying here?
Он не может просто прийти и сказать, так, вот будет. Нет, ему нужно твое сердце настроить. Ему нужно тебя включить от всех голосов. Ему нужно отрубить все источники информации, чтобы только он один, этот экстрасенс или колдун, был источником твоей информации. И он говорит, доверься в мои руки, расслабься, дыши ровно.
You understand me?
Одно твое слово.
One word.
Не-а.
No.
И у него ничего.
And nothing is going to work for him.
Кто-то понимает?
You understand
что
me?
Это церковь?
What is that church?
Это говорит о величайшей тайне и секрете.
Great mystery and secret. You are,
how should I say this?
You are the Lord of your heart. What to let in or not to let in. But once that information is there, you no longer have lordship over your heart. So already the info is in there. But in the beginning, you're the one that opens the gates, the doors. And then, if you let in bad information in, this stuff starts happening to you that you can no longer control.
It's
very important for all these individuals of darkness for you to trust them and do everything they tell you.
It's,
what that is an infusion of two spirits. And who is victorious? The one who is strongest. What do witches or warlocks or psychics do? They, with their own spirit, he is pouring himself into you. And if you're not born from above, I feel very sorry for you because the one who is stronger will be victorious. And he is way stronger with his demons than the spirit of a man that has no God in him. And what happens, the process happens. Yes, so what? He, quote-unquote, healed your hemorrhoids. But now, you're going to have cancer in your bloodline. Generation to generation. You understand how demons heal? Believe me, we know. We've seen this at encounters right and left. Look. So, infusion of two spirits, the stronger one is victorious. If you're born from above, then these witches and psychics cannot do anything against you. You know why? Because you are a spiritual substance that belongs to the higher race, higher ranking. And you yourself might not understand. A witch could sit there and say, let me see your hand, I will tell you the future. And she might say, I don't see anything. Let me guess why. Let me tell you why. You know why? Because I'm a higher ranking, and you are lower, a weaker species.
Church.
Human being by itself cannot do anything. You have to belong either to one side or the other, either the good or the bad, the light or darkness. Of course, we all have to belong into the light, my God, my beloved, who is victorious. We are spiritual beings, higher ranking, and God will not allow anything happened to us without his will. For instance, Job, when Satan came up before God and he asked him, how are you doing? What should you be seeing? He says, I was walking the earth, and God asks him, have you seen Job, my servant? He says, yes. He didn't touch him at that time. Why? Because if he was of a higher ranking. You know what? The devil needs God's permission to touch you. His ranking is below yours. You understand what that is? You are born from above. You are higher. What you have in you is God. You are so higher.
И с этой добавочкой сатана приходит и
Satan comes and says,
Надо идти просить разрешение.
Now I have to go and ask for permission if I could do anything with that person. Let me do this. Let me do no. If something is touching you at the moment, know that it has been allowed by God himself. If you walk before his face, you love him and you live a pure life and you try to be, pure through the blood of Jesus. If something is happening, you know that you will come victorious out of it. I guarantee you. It's just the process that the Lord is taking you through. That's what the Bible says. Look. Small example. Spiritual DNA. Remember the bones of Elijah? Elisha. I'm sorry. They didn't have spiritual DNA in there. You know that DNA of the spirit. Let me explain this. Hold on. I have so much information going through my head right now. Look. Spiritual DNA that is in the bones of Elisha made the spirit of death bow down before him. Listen, let me rephrase it again. When death entered into the tomb that had life in it, because the bones of Elisha, who was a prophet, they didn't have human DNA in those bones. It was just dry bones. There was such presence of glory. The DNA of heaven was hovering over those bones. And when these two spirits collided, who was victorious? The one that was stronger. Elisha was no longer alive for many years, but the spirit was victorious. Death could not handle it. Death is of a lower ranking. It's a lower breed. Death, there was a dead man. They were carrying dead men, and they dropped him by accident, and he fell in the bones of Elisha, and he was resurrected because death had to run. It's of a lower ranking, and that man became alive. You understand? This is the law of the spirit. Look, so spiritual DNA of life was upon the bones of Elisha was way more powerful than the spirit of death that was in that dead man. And the higher spirit was victorious. In this incident, the spirit of death bowed before life, before the higher spirit, just like Jonathan died because he took upon himself the spiritual DNA of his father. Jonathan, God, it is written, God said, you will not, the holy will not perish with the unholy. Why? Why did he perish? He was holy. He loved God. He loved David. He was his best friend. He always blessed him and wanted him to be, happy. Why did he perish? Because he went with his father and took upon himself everything that his father received. This is why, beloved, again and again I tell you, be very careful where you sit and whose information you are absorbing. Understand me? Very careful. I'm very careful with that as well. You know that sometimes I tell people, they say, we've seen so many different clips about you. You don't understand. If you will look at it, that just polluted information, I guarantee you, if you look at least three of those clips, you will be polluted for 3 days. You know what? The source is from hell. And you open up your ears and eyes and you see and hear. Either one or not, you will be polluted by it. You understand me? Be very careful. Some play with information. I never watch that.
I never let any
information. Why? I am the Lord of what enters my ears and in the process into my heart. No, no, and no. When a man listens to this for about a day or two, you might not even see him here anymore. Why? Because he connected to the piece of information and changed his DNA, the structure, and he can no longer handle it. Now it's not comfortable. It's a little bit of a discomfort for him to be here, because he's connected to completely different information. Look. Jonathan perished because he took upon himself the DNA of his father. He was in the wrong place where he shouldn't have been. He was with the wrong person, and he died with the person that he was supposed to die. Same thing with Eli and his two sons. Eli was a little bit of an overweight priest in the temple. He didn't really teach. He didn't really do much. He had two sons, Phineas and these two people were, they did know the Lord. They did this at the whole of Israel. It is written in the Bible. Israel did not want to worship the Lord. They were disgusted by what they were doing. What happens is these two sons take upon themselves the spiritual DNA of their father. They perverted. The whole of Israel was perverted. The atmosphere of the country was perverted. And what does God need to do here? He destroys all of them in one day. Sons die. Father hears about it. He falls off the chair, breaks his neck. So they all die. And God is raising up a completely different individual, Samuel, that in about 20 years he brings back a whole all of Israel back to God. What does he do? Within these 20 years, he changed the atmosphere, the whole of atmosphere, the whole DNA of the country was changed and transformed. And now it is written in the Bible that the whole of Israel turned their face back to the Lord. That was Samuel when he was a prophet and a priest. Again and again, I give you a warning. If you think that you can be in a spiritually dead atmosphere, a church, a surroundings, community, or whatever, and just live there, stop. No. Soon, very soon, you will transform into what is before you, and information that you will absorb every day. You will become part of that. Who before you is standing, and we call it impartation. You know, Christians just smile and laugh about it. Because a lot of Christians think that impartation can be received only good impartation. What do you mean? What do you mean? You know, everything happens the same way. A man is standing in a position, listen to me very carefully, a position of authority. You are submissive before his spirit and anointing. For instance, we're speaking about a good person here, an anointed, you know, man of God. You come forward and you absorb everything that he just told you, he prayed about you, and you receive this upon yourself, you take this into your heart, and this information that was released by the prophet becomes part of you till the end of your life. Same way, you don't even notice. You might do the same process, but into a negative side. You're sitting there, and you're listening, and you're thinking you're not going to receive a partition. You already live in the anointing of your teacher. It's not only with you here. I'm talking about everybody, even on the global scale here. I'm going to be in my church, and somewhere in hiding, I'm going to listen to Shapovalov. It's not going to work. You're going to walk all your life in the anointing of that place where you are, and you are part of. This is why I say, leave that city or come out of it. This is what God said. Disconnect yourself from what is carrying death. This is what God said. Abraham, get up. He says, what, you can't use me here in this land? I'm here, I am. Just say a word and I will go and do it. No. This is how 95% of Christians pray. If you need something, you just tell me. He told you, get up and leave. And then you'll get direction later on. Abraham, get up and leave because you won't be able to do anything here. Take your clothes and go. Where? Where? I'll tell you where. You just be obedient to my voice. Information is you. Your information. Take away information, you no longer exist. You're made up of information. Be very careful with what your heart allows to enter to you, inside of you, and to change you. Listen. Majority of Christians do not believe in the fact that you can receive negative impartation. It's clear you can do it, not only just receive it, but live in it. I tell you this truthfully. Those people that, even those that are watching us, just watching us, you know, even the ones that are just visit during the conferences, individuals, pastors, people, masses of people, thousands of people watching, you know that they start to receive impartation through the TV screen, and they start growing out legs, going to trances, and signs, wonders, and miracles and visions and prophecies, all of that happens through impartation. You know how impartation happens? You don't need to physically come and lay hands upon you. That is available? Awesome. If God does that, awesome. But the way you receive impartation is when you open up your heart. You understand me? This is why I open up my heart only to the ones and only to those that, are, that I see that I want to see in my life. That's when I open up my ears. And my heart is ready for that. Only to that what I want to be part of me, and this is what I allow to be heard by me. Look. Jesus said to Pharisees, Matthew 23:15. Look how clearly he's saying it, the negative impartation. Matthew 23:15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, pretenders, hypocrites, for you travel over sea and land to make a single proselyte. And when he becomes one, you make him doubly as much a child of hell, Gehenna, as you are. I love this translation. It's so wonderful.
Во, у нас тоже хорошие, да? Да. Аллилуйя. Представляете?
Imagine.
Сыном гиены, нет, исчадием ада.
Child of hell, Gehenna.
Вот передача. Знаете, почему он становится хуже исчадием ада? Потому что он от исчадия ада перенял
передачу.
И он становится дважды исчадием ада.
Double portion of a child of hell.
Как Илия и Елисей.
Just like Elijah and Elijah.
Вот тебе два.
He had one anointing from the Lord.
Что даже после смерти
single, like anointing to be a prophet, and Elijah had a double portion of that anointing to be a prophet.
Также передача божества ДНК в Библии наблюдается как передача мантии или помазания. Вы удивлялись, почему человек заходит, на него возлагают руки, сходит слава, и он начинает двигаться в том же самом. Наша команда, все знают, о чем я говорю. Они начинают двигаться в том же самом, иногда даже больше, чем тот, кто
получил.
Вау. Что это? Ты просто принимаешь, Господь, я принимаю. Знаешь, куда это входит? Это информация. Знаете, почему раньше там люди смотрели на спину, у них ноги?
And they didn't have their legs grow, but now they grow. You know why? Information got in here. Information from above.
Ты скажешь, какое откровение?
Revelation. No.
Ищи не хлебом единым.
Тебе
попала информация неба, что можно выращивать людей.
Now you know that you can grow people.
Кривые позвоночники выправляются.
Crooked backs. You can align feet and legs.
Information. Yes,
it works. Yes, it works. What is that? Impartation. Have you seen how simple it is? Just a step of faith. And that's it. That's it. It's that easy. What is that? Impartation from God. The devil is using the same method. Look.
Передача мантии или помазания. Всякий раз, когда ты входишь, выходишь для молитвы, для помазания, ты сливаешься с духом этого помазанника и получаешь передачу. Давид был помазан также. Все Божьи пророки были помазаны. Это божественная передача ДНК. Вы знаете, почему? Если ты знаешь, почему пророки, Давид, все Иоанн Креститель, большинство людей находились в изоляции. Ученики Христа вместе с Христом находились все 3,5 года в изоляции. Они выходили из изоляции и уходили назад в изоляцию. Почему? Никакая информация не может стать частью тебя. Они должны были смотреть только на своего учителя.
They only have to look at the teacher and if you see that information that's from the teacher, you know what, your progress is so slow sometimes. One step forward, two steps back, because again, I tell you, if you hear me, not just listen, but really, really hear what I'm saying, only you can change that source of information. As soon as you do that, your whole life will change because you're made up of information.
All of them are based upon that. что-то, которое постоянно вставляет картины в твое сознание, и ты не просто слышишь, ты слушаешь. Если ты ничего не будешь делать, просто находиться в мертвой церкви, в атмосфере религиозной, в религиозной депрессии, будешь бездействовать и роптать, ты впоследствии становишься не только носителем этого духовного агента, но и распространителем того же духа. Все, кто будут вокруг тебя, будут это ощущать. Вы замечали это, когда человек куда-то поедет, потом приезжает, как дела?
When a person goes somewhere and then comes back and you ask them, how you doing? Oh. Come over, we'll pray for you.
Я тебе даю гарантию, не 99, 100% в нем другая информация.
It's a completely different
Ничего иное не может человека привести в это состояние. Только информация. Сразу садишь и говоришь, с кем?
Right away, put him down and say, okay, who were you asking? Speaking, what were you listening, what you eat?
Кто-то понимает?
Do you understand me, anyone?
Я тебе еще раз говорю, церковь, это так просто, но в то же самое время так глубоко.
Simple, but at the same time, it's so deep.
Если это все серия, познай себя, познай себя, пожалуйста. Перестань жрать, шапопа.
Stop eating.
Вот мне роли прислали, вот мне это прислали, вот мне пишут, вот мне прислали, наелся.
Here and there.
И кайф.
Then you end up losing.
Держи все в руках телевидение все-таки. Почему? Наелся что?
You're full of something that is wrong.
Иисус сказал, слушайте внимательно,
Jesus said,
очень серьезный
listen to me
ключ.
Very carefully. This is a very important key here.
Иисус сказал,
Jesus
берегитесь
said, be aware of the yeast.
Ты слышишь меня?
Do you hear me?
Что такое закваска? Как это вообще понимать? Почему никто нас этого не учит? Почему нигде это не учит? Почему никто об этом не говорит? Так вот, сегодня вся тема насчет закваски.
You know what? I am telling you about the yeast.
Берегитесь закваски. Она входит в тебя и начинает дуть тебя, пучить.
And it starts to explode in you.
Ну ты знаешь, что такое дрожжи, да? Закваска. Понятно, да? Действие закваски. Смотрите. Иисус говорит, Иисус ученикам сказал, берегите закваски, потому что
aware of the yeast.
Смотри.
Look.
Почему никто об этом? Иисус говорил именно о передаче духовного ДНК.
Jesus was talking about the importation of the DNA. Matthew 16:6. Let's just read that little verse there.
От Матфея 16:6. Тогда Иисус сказал им: смотрите. Остерегайтесь фарисейской и
саддукейской be aware of the yeast of the Pharisees.
И потом ученики поняли. Помните, когда они разобрали, что это были не батоны, это мы не забыли, все нормально с хлебом, Иисус всех
Everything
успокоил.
Everything is good with the bread, and, but not to
учение.
Eat the teachings of the Pharisees.
Информация.
The teaching is information.
Если Иисус говорил бесов, не бойтесь,
Don't
а закваски.
Devils, but he said, be Кто-то aware of the yeast.
Сам Бог тебе говорит, бесы.
God himself said, demons,
закваска.
Just spit on them. No, but no. Yeast, don't ever, do
Стойте
not ever
как можно
consume
дальше,
it.
Не включайте,
Stand far
не
away
находитесь,
from it, don't
не
look
слушайте,
it, don't
не
it,
касайтесь.
Don't be next to it, do not touch it.
Потому что пучить
Because
будет, извратить
it
тебя.
It will ruin you.
Киснешь? Чё, брат, скис? Угадай, почему. Закончил саддукейскую библейскую школу.
You know why sometimes you see those guys
who
finish the schools and all the universities? They are part of the yeast already.
Смотри. Почему Иоанн Креститель, я подхожу к концу.
I am coming to an end.
Почему Иоанн Креститель большинство пророков провели свои жизни в изоляции?
John
потому что с самого начала
was,
служения
Бог повел их,
чтобы никто не мог ничего
Because
примешать. Вспомните, как
God didn't allow him to touch the yeast.
Рождается Иоанн Креститель.
John the Baptizer was born.
И у него был папа Захария, помните, да?
And remember his father?
Папа Захария был, которого Бог заткнул на 9 месяцев.
That God shut his mouth for 9 months?
Угадайте,
why? Just think about it, why?
Вы понимаете вообще, о чем тема?
Do you understand what I'm talking about here?
Вы знаете, почему Бог заткнул Захарию 9 месяцев?
Mouth for 9 months?
Потому что не дай Бог.
Because he didn't want him to say wrong things, because he knew the information that he will say is too important. And God wanted to raise up John in his information. It was not just the little John who was riding the bike all his childhood. No, when he was little, God started raising them up, raising him up.
Вот почему пророки почти все скитались в пустыне. Одинокие, не имели никакого отношения. У них не было Facebook аккаунта.
They did not have Facebook accounts. They did not have anything that we have right now.
Почему?
Why?
Может, пока ты прошел страницу своего
Facebook, because while you're going on your go through the Facebook wall, so much information entered into you, and you forgot to pray, you forgot to
shock.
Fast and you're shocked.
Информация это хорошо.
Information is good.
Не та.
But when it's the wrong information, oh boy, it's bad.
Так, дорогие мои, я советую вам делать то, что я делаю.
So beloved, I recommend you do what I do if you want to carry the revelations of God.
Isolate. Физическая изоляция информационная.
Isolate yourself from spiritual information.
Информационная изоляция. Другими словами, дорогие, я сплю.
I sleep all these years, and in my ears I have iPod playing, worship, and soaking music. I taught myself to sleep with earphones in for 8 years now. Every night I put earphones in, music, Bible, and that information is going into me. The whole information. And you ask me, why do I have so much information? Yes, it all comes from there. It comes from the good source.
У нас сегодня с женой вдвоем ночью первым. Она пишет песню. Я говорю, что ты делаешь? Песню пишу. А ты что делаешь? Проповедь для песни.
We're together at night today. And I'm asking my Svetlana, it was 4 a.m. What are you doing? She's like writing a song. She asks me, what am I doing? And I said, I'm writing a message. We're together.
Смотри. Запомни, ты никогда не сможешь войти в что-то великое, если ты находишься в округе, кто постоянно примешивает что-то к твоему духовному ДНК. Ты понимаешь, почему тебя сразу возненавидят, когда тебе скажут, а ты знаешь, не знаю,
че,
ты даже не приедешь ко мне, если будешь держать рот закрытым,
приедешь. Have some
ты даже на чай не заедешь, но ты же знаешь, чем этот чай венчается. Ты будешь вот это слушать 3 часа.
Drinking will end.
Выключи!
You'll just have trouble drinking tea.
Тумблер! Можно посидеть спокойно?
You just want to sit down, relax.
Ну, не сейчас.
Just turn on some nice music and relax.
Поставят там команда. Смотри.
Look.
Никогда не сможешь войти в что-то великое.
You will never be able to enter into something big if someone is touching your spiritual DNA.
Если кто-то
if someone is always going into your spiritual DNA.
No,
if you are asking me why can't I go into my big life and into my destiny because someone is touching your DNA. Someone has an access to it.
Ну честно. Если б там ты был, да тебя там 10%, 90% всех остальных,
you,
соседей,
you,
братьев, диаконов, пару пророков залетело
тоже.
И все хотят состояться. Кто-то
понимает?
Как только ты станешь собой, станешь личностью, и скажешь, рот закрой, рот закрой, и ты рот закрой, рот закрой,
и
рот
закрой, и рот
тогда Бог скажет, ты способен теперь не
идти
использованным быть, а только способен начать получать, что я хочу тебе дать. И когда оно тебя сформирует, тогда ты способен будет двигаться. И тебя будут ненавидеть так же, как меня, Христа, самого Христа. Почему? Потому что у меня своя голова, я буду слушать, что хочу слушать, и есть то, что я хочу.
And I eat what I want.
Он меня не дослушал. А что я дрянь слушать буду? Что я буду? А что это дрянь? Полная дрянь. Полный кошмар и дрянь.
Why would I listen to something bad? And I don't listen to that.
Я слушаю только Слово Божье, только восстановление, только любовь, только счастье, только силу.
Things of God.
Только помазание. Я не слушаю ОТО.
Something that is anointed. I don't listen to something out there.
Ты знаешь, что ОТО.
You know what that is.
Вот почему сам Иисус призвал учеников, которые оставили всех и все.
Called the disciples who left everything.
Алло.
And they followed
him. Сам Петр говорит, Иисус, мы оставили все.
Remember, Peter, he said, Jesus, we left everything, and he said, good job.
3,5 года будете смотреть вот сюда.
Now just watch.
Слушать будете только вот отсюда, что будет выходить.
Only listen what I say.
Будете смотреть и практически.
Only watch what I do. And at the end of the life.
Их начали называть христианами, потому что они были как
They started calling them Christians because they had the information of Christ.
Тебе, ты становишься Христом.
And if you have the information of Christ, then you become
ты,
like him.
Кто-то понимает?
And you are that information. You are the walking information.
Только на Боге, только на нем,
When you are concentrated only on him.
And nothing except for him flows into you.
Guess Whose reflection will you be?
Почему они не могли понять,
Why
что
could
с этим
understand what happened?
Фонарик, закройте его, нам спать надо ночью. Сияет, ходит здесь. Почему? Информация вошла и
преобразилась.
Так будешь очень аккуратен. Что входит в тебя?
What goes into you?
Вот почему.
This is why,
после того, как Иисус покинул эту землю,
God,
все ученики переняли ДНК самого Христа. Все вокруг, включая
фарисеев,
видели в них самого Христа. После рождения свыше, ты становишься носителем духовного ДНК
above,
самого Христа. И ты должен позволить этому ДНК изменить не только тебя, но и все вокруг. Воздай славу Богу.
Give God glory.
Я закончил!
And I am done.